Ben, before we get too far into this, I wanted to, you know, earnestly stop and say and wish you a hoppy Easter to you.
Thank you.
Hope your Easter is hoppy. Yeah.
According to time.is, well, I heard there was some whatever, it's like a World Trans Day of Visibility or something, which, if that's the case, time.is is not respecting that, which is too bad. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about time.is has today listed as Easter Sunday / World Backup Day, which is pretty interesting. Don't know what that is. And then Freedom Day in Malta. So to all of our Maltese, is that actually the word? Maltese? All of our listeners from...
I love their falcons.
The country of Malta. Yeah. Happy Freedom Day. I'm going to guess that they became free from the evil island, like most of us. So, respect, I guess. And World Backup Day, though. Got to see.
Is there a reason you didn't want to talk about International Transgender Day of Visibility today, Ben? Why did you brush past?
Is there a reason I do? Well, yeah. a lot of people talking about it already.
Okay. You didn't. You did. It's not that you didn't want to them to be visible today. Just want to clarify.
No, it's okay. Not that. Yeah. World Backup sure Day is apparently Malta. About protecting your data.
All right, that's good. That's great. In fact, I think that's important. Well, I don't know anything about Malta.
Do you know where it is?
Now I do.
Island
had
country.
To Google it. Mm. All right. Good for them. Congratulations on your independence or your freedom or whatever. I went and saw my grandma yesterday to celebrate her birthday coming up. Happy birthday to my grandma on this. But we went to... She's in a nursing home, and some other of my family was there, and we threw a little party in the activity room there. And when the Roberts throw a party, we're allowed people, or you might have noticed this, but we're pretty loud, gregarious bunch. And we must have been I don't know, putting on a good enough show that, like, throughout the hour that we were there, various, like, old people just kind of, like, showed up and parked in the room too. They just entered and joined and sort of hung around in the corner.
Nice. Like,
infiltrating the party. It was a good time.
Yeah. Nice. We're recording a little earlier than normal, so I'm still getting into it, but yeah, interesting. Old people, they're good at being awake. Maybe this should be a old people hour on the
when we get 30 years from now, when we're doing the podcast, 30, 40 years from now, we'll be firing on all cylinders. We'll finally be hitting our stride and be able to have the banter going early in the morning.
It'll be 9 a.m. and we're talking about where we're going to lunch, because we already had breakfast like 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
And did the podcast,
like,
and
you know, this podcast is kind of our version of old men meeting up at McDonald's and hanging out for, you know, 5 hours every morning.
Yeah. We're kind of, have you seen this? There's this woman on Twitter every once in a while I see post about like her dad's agenda for meeting up with the guys at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do that too. We're like, we're going to talk about James Bond for the next 24 weeks, you know?
Yeah, I would say that those guys are significantly more organized than us, for sure.
Definitely.
They're not even recording it. They're just hanging out. We've got a little backwards. I see those, and every time I'm like, that rocks, you know? Like, that's cool. I feel a pang. My heart yearns for a setup like that.
Yeah.
Every week, hit the bar with all my pals, have an agenda of items we're going to go through. We're going to go through the current events. It'll be time for questions and comments.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Lawn care. Is it getting harder as you age? I mean, I shouldn't even make fun of that, because we've talked about faucets and stuff like that a lot on this show.
Oh yeah,
as well.
I can't imagine what we're going to end up being talking. The kind of mundane things we've already covered on this show. Like, where is this going to go? We're going to get into. We've already talked about anything that I can possibly pull as a joke, as something that wouldn't it be so boring to put this on in a podcast? Is something that we've definitely devoted 3 hours cumulatively of airtime to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, so what's been going on this week for you?
I feel like I've been seeing some dang antics on the internet.
Okay.
This is what I had. You helped me connect a dot this week. Well, I guess two dots. You can't just connect a dot.
Yeah.
But I had Kanye the loving coworker said that he was like complaining that there were no good cartoons on Nickelodeon anymore, which I was just hearing like, dang, you know, baby brain for real. And then you brought up the there's a documentary out or something about Nickelodeon that is like hitting the airwaves this week. So that's probably why he was talking about it. He wasn't just like, damn, I wish I was friends with SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he was.
Maybe he was, but yeah. Shelly had me watch that maybe like last Sunday or something like that with her. We were supposed to watch that new Shogun show after, or she'd been watching it and she wanted me to rewatch some of it with her. And she put this on while I was finishing up some work stuff. And then we kind of ended up just watching that instead. I got to say, I didn't learn a whole lot of new stuff. Kind of knew the high level situation at Nickelodeon and the Dan Schneider situation, but it's still interesting.
I gotta say, we haven't talked about this for a while, but you know, all of this stuff, like Nickelodeon stuff, whatever, is like absolutely like my culture gap. And so I was seeing people talk about it, like whatever shows they were, like it all sounds completely fake, like whatever shows they were watching as a kid, and like seeing like the pictures of the people posting like the green goop that they would like throw on people and stuff. Just like
slime.
What? Is this what you were all do? You were all of you were doing this, and I don't know what I was doing.
I mean, people made fun of this, and there's probably still the documentary on this to come out. Good reason to make fun of it, but I think around that time you were either like a Nickelodeon kid or you were a Disney Channel kid, and we were definitely watching Disney Channel in my house, so I didn't see too much. But you still know what's going on. You didn't. Nope. Here's the 9/11 reference for
it. It just occurred to me that Nickelodeon is not Disney.
Oh, sure.
I thought it was all the same. Okay.
But it's kind of in my mind, it's maybe like if you move to the US like right after something big happened, like 9/11 or something like that. That's kind of what you're doing now, where you're like, oh, that's bad, but I don't really have any connection to that, I guess. Wasn't around for
don't
that
really
one.
Get it. Yeah. I never saw the building, really, so I don't like. It doesn't really mean a lot of.
Conceptually, this is bad. Yeah, this is bad, but
it sounds tough. Yeah,
don't know any of these people, and I mean, I'm a little like that. Like I hear people talk about, they're like, "Oh, this person from this show," and I'm like, "I didn't watch that show, but I know." Like I know the Drake and Josh guys.
Yeah,
and I know I know of the iCarly people and that kind of stuff, but I've heard people talk about this who are like. Definitely older than us, and they're like, oh yeah, that's around the time I stopped watching Nickelodeon. I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure I stopped watching Disney Channel and Nickelodeon like around that time too. So were you watching Nickelodeon when you were 17 years old or something? It's a little
how old confusing. How old are you supposed to be when you're watching what's the age range?
Actually, I don't really
let's talk about one of these shows.
SpongeBob.
Sure. Okay. How old is SpongeBob?
I feel like you're supposed to be like, maybe you could lower the range a little bit, but I feel like maybe like 5 as the bottom range, and I feel like 12 would be like the top. Right. I might be wrong about this, but I feel like I could probably figure this out, because I think one of the last shows I ever saw on Disney Channel was like Hannah Montana. Let me see when this came out.
I remember all the girls at school were always talking about Hannah Montana, and I had no clue. Like, I was so out of it. Like, I didn't understand TV show. I was straight up like raised by wolves. I don't think my parents were even like trying to like keep me away from stuff. I was just not paying attention. But like I straight up didn't understand. I thought like there was like a new person at school. Like, I thought that's who they were talking about. Hey, Animal, like, I was so out to lunch.
Yeah. Closer than, well, yeah. Actually, I was pretty close on this. Debuted on March 26, 2006, which would have made me and you 12. We would have been turning 13 that year, so that would be, we're 12.
All right.
So I was probably, I think that's, 12 seems like the high end for me. And I feel like Hannah Montana would be kind of at the top. Like, you could watch Hannah Montana past when, I mean, people watch SpongeBob all the time now, but I feel like Hannah Montana is a little bit of an older show than, like, SpongeBob. They're on different networks, but, like, yeah. I did, when I was in high school, I have this, like, phase where I thought it was, like, fun to ironically like Hannah Montana. But, yeah. I don't know. I feel like you should stop watching this stuff.
You were, you had a phase where you were ironically watching it?
Not really watching it, but, like, you know, pretending to watch it, knowing stuff about Hannah Montana.
You were pretending to watch Hannah Montana?
I mean, I probably still saw it because I had, like, my siblings. It's still on in my house.
Gotcha.
Disney Channel was still probably on in my house until I went to college, because I have younger siblings. So I still probably knew what was going on. Like, I probably knew, let's see if I can remember. Do you know what Hannah Montana's real name is? Actually, yeah, do you know the premise of Hannah Montana? Yeah. No,
I do.
No.
What?
No, but it's not. That's not her real name. Isn't Miley Cyrus? I don't think. No,
oh,
it's
wait,
not. I see
really?
It now. Her real name is Miley Stewart.
Oh, I thought she was like Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter.
No, she. Yeah, yeah.
That's not
she
her real
is,
name.
But I think her. Let's see. Her father's name in the show is Robbie Ray.
Oh yeah, her real name is Destiny Hope Cyrus.
No, no, you're getting confused. That's, wait, no, yeah, you're getting confused.
I'm looking
in the show,
Miley
in
Cyrus
the show,
Wikipedia. She,
no,
she was
I
born.
Yeah, but
Destiny
you're
Hope Cyrus.
Yeah, but you're getting confused because you don't know the premise of Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana is about a girl who is the superstar Hannah Montana, but in real life, she is. Sorry, in real life, in the show, which is not real life, she's a teenage girl, you know? She's like a secret superstar. I don't know how you say this, but she's like a secret superstar, right? She doesn't, she's a, I don't actually know, because I don't know any secret superstar people. It's like if Beyonce's real name was, I don't know, Tim McGraw or something like that. I don't know why it would be that, but, you know? And it's like, oh, everybody knows me as Beyonce, but in real life, I'm a 15-year-old girl who goes to high school named Tim McGraw.
Great pull, yeah. Which, yeah, she just really, Tim McGraw is a country singer, right?
Country singer, yeah. Yeah.
And Beyonce just put out a country album.
Really? Okay.
That's the other thing that happened this week that I saw. Haven't listened to any of the music.
No.
I assume you haven't either, since it seemed like you were surprised by that.
No, yeah. Didn't know. But you know, I'm not a Beyonce fan. Sorry. Sorry, every woman in the
You're
world.
You're not?
Not a fan. No. I think you know that about me. I feel like you've known that.
I mean, now I do. Why? What'd she do to you?
Just be boring, make boring music, I guess. I don't know. Just not interested.
Yeah. All right. I don't know any of her songs, so not couldn't tell you one way or another on if she's good or not.
Yeah. I like her sister, Solange. I like some of her music from the past, but Beyonce is pretty boring. Sorry.
Yo, hot take.
Anyway,
do you have a take on a pop star getting into the country genre?
A pop star getting into the country? What?
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about. Beyonce
recorded and released a country album. And do you have a take on pop stars, famous for a different genre, getting into country?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like she's gonna. It's not. Maybe it is, but I don't know. Assume it's not like a Johnny Cash type situation. I'm guessing it's more of like pop country, which is like what most country music seems to be. American country music, contemporary American country music seems to be, mm-hmm. which is also usually very boring. Radio country music. Not
is Johnny cashing in a phrase that we could maybe use?
Yeah, right. But he didn't really cash in. He was the original.
That's true. He didn't. But I suppose people aping the. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's a stretch.
Yeah. Speaking of apes, how are your NFT investments going? I know that I advised you against it, but you spent most of your life savings a few years ago, and I've heard that it's been a bad week for the monkey people.
Really? That's too bad. You know, I dumped all my money into it, but I haven't checked on it since. I assume it's doing fine. And you know, there are ups and downs with any market that I don't know. If you're in the ape JPEG space for a quick buck, I think that's silly. I think that this is obviously more of a long-term retirement sort of situation that over time my apes are going to be back, all right?
Yeah. I mean, not much to say. The ape guys are upset, but
my kids know me as this ape. Or something
like
that.
My kids know me as this ape. Yeah.
My wife.
This ape might be a JPEG to you, but it's a part of my life to me or something like that. Pretty sad, but also not because it's funny and
mm-hmm.
people are crazy. But
do you have a favorite JPEG?
No, I couldn't name my favorite JPEG. Yeah. Do you?
My favorite JPEG is when Stephen A. Smith said, "Take a look, y'all." And just wrote the file name, img underscore 7196.jpg.
Yeah,
that's my favorite JPEG. Whatever that was.
Yeah, that's a good one. Did the ape guys? It seems like they limited themselves to just JPEGs. It seems like if you're gonna go through the hassle of all of this NFT stuff, you might come out of it with a GIF or something like that too. But I don't know if that goes against NFT culture. Why didn't they have some like moving apes?
Or even a zip, because you get a whole bunch of files in there.
Yeah.
And
why at least have like a VR ape, you know? Maybe you can go talk to him in VR chat or whatever.
Yeah. really struggling. And what would an ape say in VR chat? What would that be like?
What do you think those apes would sound like, actually? Even before they
well,
say
was
anything,
the,
what would they be sounding
there was
like?
There was the show that they were going to make with them, right? Like, they were voiced. It sounds like Seth Green, I think, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
we already know.
Specifically Seth Green. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Interesting. No, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, and then, like,
you know,
they put out, like, a sizzle reel for it, and then, like, someone stole all of Seth's apes. Something like there was something going on with that
in the show or in
no
real
in
life?
Real life. Well, I guess
it seems
as
like
real
be...
life as NFT bullshit can be. Someone stole Seth's apes, and
he dropped from the show because
away.
Of that.
Somehow that affected
okay
the show. Yes,
interesting. Unclear. Yeah, I was gonna say like if it was in the show, that seems like a bit of a self-own in a way, or just like it doesn't portend well for the show to be like, yeah, we're making a show about these apes and the first thing that comes to mind is theft of them,
mm-hmm.
Which is definitely also a real life thing that keeps happening to us, you know?
Yeah. You know, actually, it maybe it, the, reflecting on this does make it all much more compelling to me, honestly, where they had some sort of Who Framed Roger Rabbit scenario where they did seem to come to life to some degree and start, you know, wreaking havoc on on human beings. This is these cartoons.
Have you seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, I've seen clips though. I'm meaning to watch it. I think
same.
About it.
I've heard trashing the Hannah Montana and SpongeBob people. Yeah, I would love to see. Does that one have a Jessica Rabbit in it? What's the one with Jessica Rabbit that people get really excited about?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I know it has Bob Hoskins.
Probably. Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like it. Well, it's supposed to be like it's a classic.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be a classic, yeah.
Right,
a classic,
and
for
it's not a,
and like a groundbreaking thing too. I think, like they had done, they had done the animation with live action stuff in the past, but like they really cared about this one.
The full integration at like at the highest level had not been pulled off like this. Yeah,
have you heard the
back when
phrase,
Zemeckis was cooking?
Yeah, have you heard the phrase like knock the lamp or swing the lamp? Because apparently it comes from that as well. And I've seen this scene. It was like a scene where in the real life action, Bob Hoskins, like in this room when he's talking to the rabbit, accidentally hits this lamp that's like a swinging lamp above him, which throws light swinging all over the room for the rest of that shot. And they kind of just decided to roll with it. Because, you know, it makes the animation way harder because now you don't just have to do regular animation, but you've got to animate all of the light. Yeah. But they really went with it because they, you know, had this idea that it just make it that much more immersive. And it does. It looks pretty
good. That's cool.
Having not seen the movie, but seen that clip many times. Yeah. Bob Hoskins is the guy in my mind whenever I do one of my bad British or any kind of Commonwealth accent or really any accent at all. He's pretty much the guy in my head that I'm going after because he's kind of the most British person I can think of.
Bob Hoskins is the most British person you can think of?
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. Voice-wise, it's just what always comes to mind. You know how I always start with the, like, oi? It's just that's just me trying to be Bob Hoskins, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I mean, you'd say
I don't think
maybe
I've seen him in anything. I like don't know who he is. So
you've got to see the Long Good Friday. I mean, it's great. Yeah, this would be a good day to watch it. if not Friday, this past Friday, it would have been good to. It'd be good to watch it today. You should watch it. I feel like I saw that it's on like HBO or something recently again, but. Yeah, it's not a long movie. It's got Helen Mirren in it, but I mean, Hoskins is the star.
Nice.
It's got really good music too.
I've been trying to watch more documentaries because I'm working on one and I'm trying to like get. I don't watch that many documentaries and I'm trying I want to try to identify good things about them. Have you seen any great docs recently?
No, but I know what you're going to talk about because Shelly and I saw it on your letterbox. It's like a BS High or something like that.
I did watch that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think so. No, I don't think I have. I'll pull up my list, but I've been really slowed down. I've just been so busy with work. I've been really slowed down on movies. I've only seen two movies in the last week, and they were The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance yesterday, which was really good, and Rosemary's Baby, which I've never seen either of those two before.
Watch them bangers, dude.
Both really good. Yeah,
nice.
I can't even remember if I told you this, but I did see Drive Away Dolls at the
ooh,
theater.
How is that?
Not great. I gave it like 2.5, but. I really hated it at the beginning, and then it kind of like grew on me by the end. Like I kind of love the characters in a sort of, maybe love's too strong a word, but yeah. Let's see what you think.
Let's see what I think. We'll pause here. I will watch it.
Watch it.
We're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. I love Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. That's a great one.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard to think of Jimmy Stewart as not just Jimmy Stewart, the actor, being the character in the thing as well. Because he's always kind of the same guy. Like at the beginning of The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and he rolls into town and he's got a cowboy hat on and he's got his like suit and it just looks like, oh, it's just Mr. Smith Goes to Washington or you know, any of his other movies, but he's wearing a cowboy hat.
But like to good effect. Like it's cast well in that way. Where like he's kind of a I don't know, it works that way. Yeah, that's a great
This is a dumb thing to say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Like the rest of the show. Did he do his stutter thing in real life, or was that sort of like a thing that he put on just for all of his like acting to kind of like give it more, just a more, you know, just make it more real? Because it feels like if it was the latter, that guys at that time, like doing something like that is sort of groundbreaking, or like you're at the top of your game. Because there's definitely a lot of people in these movies who are just like, they're just like a guy saying the lines. And that sounds bad. And it's not a criticism, but like just having a guy kind of like stutter through the lines is, it's different. It's more immersive than a lot of the other acting going on at that time in those types of movies.
Yeah. I don't think he faked it. But I think that he probably used it. I don't think he necessarily leaned into it or as a gimmick or anything either, but I think it was part of his charm, maybe is what I'm trying to get at. Like, it did make him feel more, I don't know, earnest and real.
Yeah.
In that time. And it's tremendously charming. He's the man.
Yeah. Cause like, no criticism to him, but like, John Wayne in this exact movie, same movie, like he's much more of a sort of stand and deliver type actor, you know?
Yeah.
Just every line, it's just,
here's the line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pilgrim. Mm-hmm.
Here's the line, Pilgrim. Do you ever watch True Grit? Any of the True Grit?
No, I've seen the newer-ish one, which probably came out when we were in middle school, but no, I haven't seen the old one with John Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Both of them are fantastic. I love the new, the 2010 version, the old one. Yeah. Oh man, I don't get a hankering
for some Western.
Just a
little side note. Yeah. Well, it's on that topic then. A little side note, I got to say, it's still uncomfortable to watch these movies a little bit.
Nah.
At times. No. When you've got, I can't even think of what the guy's name is, but the one black man in the movie, who they only ever call by, I mean, they call everybody kind of by like one name, but they only ever call this guy by like his first name, which is like weird because they're, a lot of the other people they're calling by other names or titles or whatever. But it's a little, it's uncomfortable in these movies anytime somebody says like words that could be racist. Like when they call somebody like a boy or dude, and you're like, are you saying that in the race? It's a little difficult. Like it'd be sometimes it's obviously very easy to tell, but in like this movie, it's like, are you calling him that because he's the one black guy in town, or is that what you would have called other people in that situation too? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Directed. There's some problems.
John Ford.
John Ford, yeah. Pompey.
Well,
right?
Pompey, yeah. Pompey. It's like, that seems like you're calling the big doofus sheriff guy or marshal in town, Marshall, no matter how dumb he is. And then you're calling this guy who is like probably one of the most poised characters, if not like the most poised character in the movie, by like a nickname all the time. It's a little suspect.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling that maybe race relations throughout the 20th century weren't good. Weren't the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
But perhaps even before then, too.
Yeah. You wouldn't know it. Us 20 years from now, or, you know, the future us 20 years from now, failed podcasters, not going to know that if you come from Tennessee or whatever the state was we talked about a week or so ago, where they're like blocking discussion, like you can't discuss the Civil War.
That's Iowa, dude. That's here.
Yeah, Iowa. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure. But okay, there's other ones too.
Speaking of a little suspect directors, I said the second movie I watched was Rosemary's Baby. Have you seen?
Yeah.
Have you seen this one?
I haven't seen it.
I mean, no. Oh, okay. But you're familiar with.
I know it's a banger.
Roman. No, but yeah. But you're also familiar with Mr. Polanski.
Yes. Well, you know, I know that Roman Polanski directed it. I don't know Roman Polanski. Friends. I have no connection to him. Nope.
Sure. Okay. It is really crazy, like that.
Man is 5'3".
5'3". Wow. That is the most damning thing I've heard yet.
He has a capture status on his Google stats. You can see like his height, his parents, his birth date, children, and capture status. Fugitive.
Fugitive, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Is he still in France? Because I know he got arrested in Switzerland or whatever, and then they just let him go again. But it seems like one of those things that, I mean, I guess if you know the world, it's not surprising. But if you're just sort of like a person kind of going through the world and you just, you know, just kind of take everything as genuine around you, you'd be like, oh, it's strange that that is happening now in 21st century or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, it's just like one of the most famous directors of all time. He just kind of like got arrested or was supposed to be arrested for like raping a child, or he kind of got off for that, but for a 13-year-old. And then he just kind of runs away to another country and then runs away to another country. And then like, there's like an international arrest warrant. And this is like a very, you know, it's a NATO style country. You know, it's not like he ran away to like Burma or something like that. It's like, yeah, just a one of those ally style countries. Yeah. And he just continues to have like a great career and like makes very famous movies and gets awards for them. Mm-hmm. But also he's still a literal international fugitive. Just strange.
Yeah, it's too bad, I would say. Understatement. Describe it.
Yeah. It's an understatement. I don't know. It's just it's a sort of like an Epstein style situation, but if Epstein was like a really famous person and not just
everybody
a bunch of famous people know.
Not just Zenny Jardin knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Everybody as in like regular people mostly, mm-hmm. you know, or just as it, yeah, whatever. Weird.
But I wonder Rosemary what kind
Baby,
of,
that's a good movie.
Yeah. That's a pretty good movie. That being said.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wonder what kind of threats I can get away with making towards my internet service provider on a podcast. I'm going crazy over here. I swear to God, dude, can I tell you about how what's going on with me with my internet here?
You're cutting out quite a bit.
Great. Love that. Love to hear that. I've been having a connection monitoring, internet connection monitor running full time since December, because I will have dozens of interruptions every day. Sometimes cumulatively adding up to, a few minutes some days, up to an hour other days. Not helpful when both Zoe and I work from home. I've had texts come out multiple times. I've had a tech come out and say, "Oh my God, I don't know how you got internet at all. Things are installed backwards. you had this wrong, you had this wrong. So I replaced everything and it starts working fine for a little while. Then it starts going to shit again, get another tech out. And then he's like, whoa, this is the most recent time. He's like, whoa, you had like water in your cables. Like whoever was out there before just like cut the cable and like left it open there and got a bunch of water into the cable. And so like I replaced everything out there. So you should be good to go again. Like, I don't, if they're playing a joke on me. They're pointing at me. They're laughing, Ben. They come out and just, replace everything. Tell me that the last person who was out there really screwed me over. And I find out that, like the old century family farm that is in the family, like they've got like gigabit fiber out there and I'm dealing with this bullshit here in town. I swear to God, dude. If I knew how bad the internet situation was going to be, I never would have moved to Iowa. This fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my life got a lot better when I moved to, moved to college, where at a university they've got, you know, great internet situation, and then moved to New York, and then it's been pretty much fine. But nice. Yeah, I mean, Grinnell was awful. I mean, we had like,
I bet now it's great. I bet they got fiber there now.
I doubt it. I really doubt it. I don't think so. I think my parents get like three megabits per second or something like that. Oof, I mean, we used to get like, 512K, something like that. Like when I was growing up, even less than that, I think. 300K or something like that for a long time too. So, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
It, yeah.
Would you, okay, not the internet thing. Maybe this is too deep, but would you ever, move again? I know you guys just got your house there, but I'm just curious, would you ever consider moving again?
Yeah. Anytime my fucking internet's going out, I've got a go bag, ready that just has, I'm like, not only am I moving, I'm burning the house down. And I'm taking everybody with me. That's what I'm doing. We've talked about it, especially with the way that it looks like, not like anytime soon really, but the way that Iowa seems to be going, and also you know, like I do predict, you know, I don't have many. You know, sure bets on the future, but I don't think that the internet is going to get less important with time. You know, I think I'm going to get probably more reliant on it as time progresses. And so eventually, I click on every single ad that I can possibly get for internet here. Like I'm searching, every, if the 5G internet, whatever, like just fry me. I don't know. Beam shit straight into my skull. Let's go. Nothing is available here. Eventually I'm going to need it even more than I do now, probably. So, if it becomes even more of a hampering in my life, I'm gonna have to move. Cause I have to have internet.
Yeah.
Anytime I start, you know, moaning about this, someone asks, you look at that Starlink stuff, and that's when it really shoots me over the top. I'm like, I will never give that fucker any money.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that stuff I don't think works very well anyway, so, yeah, don't do it.
Nice, good. I guess, adjacent to that, would you ever move?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely move back to the city or get a place in the city, something like that. Yeah, we talk about that.
Oh, nice. All the time.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would say in progress, a long road back, but, in progress.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah, I live my life a quarter mile at a time. I don't have any long-term plans whatsoever. So that's nice. That's where I'm at. So Zoe's kind of in the market for a car now these days. Cool. He's been looking at different vehicles, and that's been.
So you're coming to the car man for a recommendation. I'll happily give you one since I know so much about cars. Okay. Yeah. What's the previously Zoe had a Prius? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, and you know she still does have a Prius, but she's been lending it out to a friend in need for a year, and at this point, it seems like the move is probably just sell it to them.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we've been a single car family for a year, and it's been totally fine. For the most part. I mean, I say that as the one with the car, so I like just get to use my car whenever, and she can use my car whenever too, but you know, sometimes when I like go on a trip for work or something, she's left carless. But
oh yeah,
I have the car, so I'm fine. So you know, it's one of those things where like we don't need a second car, like need. So you know, as far as being in a good buying position goes, you know. She's not desperate to get another car, so she doesn't have to buy something that she can't afford or whatever. But gosh dang, man, I'm glad I bought my car when I did. Looking at car prices and the market out there is crazy.
What kind of car are you guys looking for? Like another Prius type thing, or you're trying to get a bigger car?
Well, she doesn't like the look of the new electric car. She doesn't like the look of the new Prius, which is she's the only one who doesn't. Well, not the only one. The consensus is that the new Priuses look great, but you know,
she just likes this up because I know I've seen Priuses that I didn't like. Oh yeah, hey, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, and yeah, those would be cool. Yeah, she really likes Toyotas. She's also like a RAV4 would be great, but then you know the same thing that I think you ran into, and I've heard others run into. Like, yeah, tough to get a RAV4, especially
they're like sold out.
Hybrid. They're sold out, or if you can't find one, it's crazy marked up, and you can't be spending like Chris's brother was saying, like there's like a RAV4 hybrid for sale in Madison for like $80,000, and like you can't be spending 80 grand on a Toyota.
A RAV4. Yeah.
Especially a RAV4. Yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah, I don't know. There's the conventional wisdom is a little bit out the window, I think, here, as far as what you should and shouldn't do. I mean, like, even like used Toyotas are still crazy too. So, I don't know, man. It's weird out there.
Yeah.
And I just went to the dealership yesterday. To get like a factory recall on my Volkswagen swapped out or something, and also they gave me the menu of recommended maintenance for my mileage on the car too, and I was like, oh great, it's the more like the Steelership, right? You know, it was all of these. You need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do whatever.
Yeah.
And I immediately texted a picture of the menu to Chris, and I was like, look, they're trying to rip me off, right? And he's like, nah, you should probably get all that done. I'm like, god damn it, really?
Nice. But I actually went to the dealership yesterday too.
Nice, dude.
Or whatever it's called. Yeah, it sucks. I we got really lucky though, I think, because they gave me the report back, and they said that we're still in the new range for pretty much everything. They did like an oil change and tire something alignment or whatever, and then they checked out the treads and other things like that, and they said we're pretty good, and they wanted to know how much. Well, I guess they saw how much we drive it. They're like, it looks like you don't drive it very much. So
yeah, how many miles do you have on that thing?
Like 10,000, I think.
Nice. And you've had it for a couple years now.
How many? Since August of 2022, I think.
Okay.
Shelly says July. So yeah, coming up on 2 years. How many do you put on your car in a year?
I probably put about 10,000 on it a year.
Each year? Okay. So we're not like that. I mean, it's like half of what you do maybe then. Which feels like we drive less than half of what you do. So, but I guess we don't. So anyway, whatever. Mm. Yeah.
Well,
I guess the tip being
I don't really drive that often, but when I do, it seems like, I mean, I don't know. There's like a few trips around town every week, not that much mileage, but then like I do drive to Wisconsin pretty frequently, I guess.
Yeah.
And like we'll go on like longer trips. Like it's weird because, you know, neither of us have to commute, so that car isn't commuting really, which is usually where miles go. So like most of the miles are highway miles, which is actually pretty good for the car. I think that like you want, if you're gonna have a lot of miles on your car, you're gonna want them to be highway miles because it's easier, less engine cycles or whatever. I'm not, you know, sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's definitely where most of the miles come from for me.
Hmm. I think ours probably come from the worst possible miles then, because basically anytime we have to leave our house, you have to drive up and down the mountain. So I assume, and which is not on the highway either. So twisting at high grades, I think is what you say it, right? So that's probably not the best. But anyway, seems to be working out.
Nice. Good. Yeah.
They told me when they took the keys from me, they're like, we'll fill up on, or maybe it was when they gave me the keys back, they were like, we'll fill up on, or we filled up on all of the fluids. And I was like, thinking to myself, damn, nice, you gave me gas. No, they filled up all of the fluids except for the gas.
No such luck. Do you have to put premium in your car?
No. That's why Shelly picked it, I guess, because it's like it's the only one in that class of cars that doesn't take premium, which people double check us on at the gas tank somewhat often. Oh,
yeah, you have to.
People would be like, did you say regular?
You there, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. They'll say, did you say regular? And I say, yeah. And they're like, I think this car takes premium. And I'm like, no, it takes regular. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, it should say on the little cap there, like when it opens up, that you should, that like can verify if, you know, if it could take 87.
I've honestly never opened up the gas tank on this car because
that's crazy.
You know,
okay.
New Jersey style living. They don't trust us. Actually, I don't really even know. I assume it's one of those push ones because I don't have to push a button for the guys and they always get it open. But yeah. That's probably how all cars are nowadays, I guess, though.
Yeah, I think mine's like that. Yeah, just a push thing. The thing that gets me with my car, like I really like my car, but you know, we'll do grocery pickup in the parking lot, at, you know, at Target in town, and I don't have to go into a grocery store, which is awesome, but I can't open the trunk from inside the car. You know, some cars, you have like a button that can open your trunk, or whatever. And that seems cool. Mine doesn't have that. Mine's like a mechanical thing. And not only that, it's a Volkswagen hatchback. So to open it, it's cool. It's the badge that you push, and it turns into the handle if you like push the top of the badge. But like nobody, none of these children that work for Target ever know how to open the thing. And so I do wish there was something that I always try to, like, I'm trying to figure out like a good, like, succinct way of explaining it to them, like when they come up to the car, and I want to just say like, oh, you gotta push the logo and then that's the handle, and they're just like, what are you talking about? And then they go back and struggle, and I have to get out and do it for them every time.
Maybe you could just open it,
put a little diagram.
You should open it at your house and then just drive there with it open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could post a big diagram. A lot of people put crazy stuff on the back of their car, you know?
Bumper sticker just explaining how to get into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just arrows, you know, like step one, step two, step three.
That would be wiki
house style.
Yeah, distracting though as a, like, I don't think there's any solution here. Unless like I build another contraption that does like some like robot arm comes out and opens it that way.
Shelly and I were talking just yesterday about, have you seen these videos of like the Cybertrucks like decapitating, or not decapitating, but cutting off your fingers and arms. Like they don't have any of those, like they don't have like the object detection when they do the automated close or whatever. Yeah, Shelly and I both, I think, independently saw these videos of like people sticking like cucumbers, like full, like stick like two cucumbers in the side of a Cybertruck, like as the thing's closing, and it'll just close and snap those cucumbers right in half. And then do like the same test on like other cars at like a dealership or whatever, like a Toyota or whatever. And they come down and like the worst they do is like kind of bump the thing or something. So like with your finger, like
good maybe Lord.
Cut it or get a little bruise or something. But yeah, the Cybertrucks will just cut it clean off. Yeah.
Jesus. Have you seen any in real life yet?
Yeah, we were just talking about that yesterday too. I've seen a few around. And I don't know what to think. They look very ugly. I haven't seen any broken down. I think I've told you in the past really? I've seen like the other Teslas with like their axles snapped and they're like, you know, just flat on the road somewhere, but I haven't seen any of the Cybertrucks broken down, but I have seen just a few in real life.
Stupid. Cannot imagine driving one of those things.
Yeah. Shelly and I were walking in her parents' neighborhood the other day, or yesterday, and we passed this house that had like seriously like 7 Teslas in front of it. And Shelly was trying to explain to me like what might be going on, and I'm just in my mind, I'm still just convinced that they're like scalping them or something. They had 2 Teslas in the garage, in the 2-door garage. They had 2 Teslas in the driveway, so that's 4. And then they had 3 Teslas just parked along the road in front of their house. So, like,
what is that? Is it like a Turo operation where somebody goes, you know, deeply into credit card debt because they think they're gonna rent out all their cars?
I guess I don't know. Just very strange. I just think, man, that is aside from just doing that with any car, you have picked the riskiest kind of brand of car to do that with, you know. All of those could be lemons tomorrow.
And like, you know, like, okay, I'll admit that it's not the most likely thing to ever happen, like that you're like, if you have your Tesla parked in your garage, that it's gonna blow up like every night. But if you have 7 of them, then it does literally become likely that your house is gonna blow up that night.
Compounding the probabilities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to leave. I have to go. Yeah, we're going to Easter church.
Nice. Chinese, same. I'm gonna go Chinese Easter dinner. Church.
Yeah.
Farewell. Everybody, hoppy Easter to all, and to all a hoppy night. See you next week. Bye.
Yeah.